squalid nursing home was originally north of Stoughton on the northwest corner of Highway B and N behind the county garage. And that's where the Squalin Cemetery is. That burned in 1946. And at that time, Stoughton had two fire trucks, one for the in the city and one for the country. But that day, the fire chief, Giles Dahl, sent both trucks out to the Squalin home fire. But they were not able to put it out. It was, the fire started from hot embers coming out of the chimney and landing on the wood shingles. And that was a working farm. They had, in the nursing home, they had about 50 residents. They all got out safely. And nobody got hurt in the fire. But that was a working farm. So in the barn, behind the nursing home building, up in the haymow was a big water tank that they would fill from the pump jack outside, and that would provide water for the drinking cups of the cows. Again, all the Stoughton residents would go to the fire and try to help out. So a lot of the men would grab a pail in each hand and go up into the haymow, fill the pails, run back to the structure that was on fire and climb the ladder three stories up and hand the pails off to the person on the roof. And can you imagine? I knew a person that was out to the fire. He was a longtime family friend. And I asked him, how could you do that? Climb the ladder three stories with a pail in each hand. He said, well, adrenaline's running. You can do anything and you're young and strong. So after the fire, then that's when Squalin was built where it is now on Ridge Street.